Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And a great big hour number three. Welcome to all of you tuned in. If you've got a project you'd like to visit about, feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Auto attendant will pick up. When you hear it, answer. Just push 1, and then you'll be fast-forwarded right into the call screener booth and talk to my wife, sweet Jennifer, and we'll get your name and your question up on air and answer your question as fast as we can. Boy, a lot of feedback at the Rosie on the House headquarters this week, and a lot of it had to do with many of you worried about all of our extended family in South Louisiana. And how would you like one more challenge to the year 2020? I mean, haven't we had enough already? Can't this year just kind of get checked off in the records as done, completed, and let's go forward? Who needs the one more challenge of a 9-foot storm surge and a million people with no electricity? So
they say the hardest wind that hit land since like 1856.
That's right. It is the strongest hurricane to land in Louisiana in over 100 years. Incredible. 150-mile-an-hour wind is pretty serious. I've ridden out my share of hurricanes, but they were all as a very young man. Audrey, Camille, Betsy. Woo, man. But if you're a subscriber to our Facebook, the Rosie on the House Facebook, and you want to see how our family prepares for a hurricane. So one thing about a hurricane is you know a couple days in advance. You can prepare for it. So if you'd like to see how the Romero clan, Sonia clan, Arsenault clan, our extended family tree, prepares for an upcoming hurricane landing in your neighborhood, go to Rosie on the House Facebook page and you'll see Alice.
You gotta go, folks.
Oh, that's how we prepare for a hurricane. And I will tell you, the picture you see, I want you to know, is of Alice, and Alice is fine. Alice made it through the storm.
Well, it's all in how you prepare.
It's all in how you prepare.
There's right next to that is a picture of Alice Cooper. So is the donkey.
Oh, that's right. We got two Alices this week, didn't we?
So there are two different stories. We got to visit with Alice Cooper. They were doing a fundraiser with Dan Zeisen Milk this week.
Yes.
And so if you're at the grocery store and you see the nice big chocolate milk bottles with glass with Alice Cooper's face on it, and if you buy those, the proceeds go to Solid Rock Foundation, which is a wonderful ministry for kids. They can hang out and learn art and dancing and music. So anyway, it's a great thing. But we posted pictures because we got to be there for the launch, and then Rosie just happened to put Alice the donkey up next.
So there are two Alices on our Facebook page right now: Alice Cooper and Alice the donkey. Oh man! All right, Romy, get me out of this.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. We've got a lot of stories and articles and headlines and bullets and stories to bring to you about home ownership here in Arizona. But we have.
We interrupt our program to bring you this bulletin from
Rosie on the House.
And I was actually going to say, but we've got callers already online, so we're going to skip that and go to the callers.
Okay, well, at least you know in advance, folks. It's coming.
We got an upcoming news alert.
I believe it's Scott on the line first. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi. Hey, I have a soft water system, and it's in my garage. And so, like, during the summer when it's 115 in my garage, the water just comes when I try to take a shower. It's like it's so hot that I can't even, you know, it's like 5-6 minutes before it starts cooling down. I was wondering, can I insulate that water softener tube, or would that make it hotter? What could I do to make it so it's not so hot?
And the water treatment equipment doesn't have anything to do with why your water's hot. It has to do with where the water source is coming from. How deep is your pipe underground coming to your home? How much of the water, once it enters your home, is underground versus in the attic? The treatment equipment doesn't have to do with why it's hot. And we get this question a lot this time of year. And
yeah,
I think it was even last week where it was somebody talking about how to
pre-cool.
Was that 2 weeks ago? Or was that last week? I can't remember. But recently, trying to pre-cool. Oh, they were trying to save water by turning their water heater off because the water was already hot enough for them anyway. And they wanted to know if that would save them on their utility bills, just turning the water heater off during the summer. So
Romy, you're exactly right. Scott, it's not the water softener loop in your garage that's creating the hot water. I do not believe. It could be the plumbing as it leaves the water softener running through the attic through a flex line. That could create a lot of heat. We're going to need to keep searching what the source is and solve it. But yes, you can insulate it. It won't make it hotter. It'll actually keep it from absorbing the heat, the ambient heat from the immediate surrounding area. But just that soft water loop in the garage isn't the cause of the problem. Let's keep looking where the rest of your cold water lines are.
How old is the home?
It is 30 years old.
So it's probably got lines underground. Maybe. Or unless it's been repiped. Do you know if it's copper water pipe being underground or is it plastic PEX piping through the attic?
It's probably copper. Well, what I do know is I did turn it off for 2 days just to see if that was the issue, and the water would only be warm for maybe like 30 seconds compared to when I turned the soft water back on. It literally went like 5 minutes of hot, hot water. And so I'm almost positive it's that tube, because doesn't the water go into that tube? It goes through that tube and then... isn't that what softens it?
What equipment do you have, Scott? What brand of equipment?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. Where are you in Arizona?
Scottsdale.
Okay.
That is curious because 5 minutes of running, that's a lot.
That's
of
a lot
water.
Of water. Yeah,
and that's a lot more than is going to be in your water treatment lines and tank.
Scott, I'm going to get Water Treatment Technologies, one of our certified water softener installers, one of our Rosie certified installers. I'm going to get the good folks at Water Treatment Technologies to come do a courtesy call at your house because this is stumping me, and I'd like them, and this isn't going to cost you a dime. This is on my dime. They're going to come check it, see what they can do, and offer suggestions how we can eliminate this because I'm stumped. And I hate being stumped. So we'll get the Pettijohn family out there and take a look at it. We've got your name. We've got your number. I'm going to reach out to you, not on Monday, but I'm going to reach out to you on Tuesday, and we'll get this appointment made. Okay, my friend?
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
And a lot of people ask, is there a way I can cool the water? And right now there's nothing cost-effective. Water is a funny thing. It's expensive to move. And it's expensive to change the temperature of it. Central Arizona Project Canal is the largest power consumer in the entire state. 60% of that is the original pumping plant out of the Colorado River at the Mark Wilmer Station, where they have 66,000 horsepower pumps that bring the water out of the river up the mountain and into the canal to let gravity flow.
Each pump is 66,000 horsepower.
Yes.
And there's six of them.
At full operating speed.
That's a few amps.
They'll use more electricity than the whole town of the whole city of Lake Havasu.
Yeah, imagine. Wow.
But they do it very effectively. And they don't do a lot of pumping in the summer. they'll pump it when electricity's cheaper and they fill it in Lake Pleasant because most of their deliveries are past Lake Pleasant. Then they'll pump it out of Lake Pleasant in the summer because it's cheaper to pump it out of there than up a vertical wall of the Buckcliff Mountains or Buckskin. Is it the Buckskin or Buckcliff?
Yeah,
Buckskin Mountains.
Buckskin, yeah.
So there is an opportunity out there for an inventor to figure out a way to chill water. Because in a lot of cases, from the municipalities and the treatment tank, you know, if you're really close to a water treatment facility, you know, that water is above ground being treated. Then it gets pumped underground to your house. Well, there's not a long distance of travel there, and it doesn't have time to cool off back to the Earth's temperature or the underground temperature before it's at your home. And, you know, if we could figure out a cost-effective way to chill the water for Arizona and the Southwest, that's a multi-million dollar invention just waiting to hit the market. So we have Stephen next. We'll at least get his question on air before we go to our first break. If we can't finish this in less than a minute. Stephen, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Thank you. I have four French doors on my house, and the vertical astragal seal on all of them, that rubber seal is going on all of them, and I'm having a hard time trying to find this, like, I think it's a T-bulb seal that goes in that vertical channel on all three of them. I was curious if you had any recommendations on where I could...
Where are you, Stephen?
I'm in the Thunderbird and 51 Freeway.
Thunderbird and 51. Well, there's Scottsdale Custom Door at Scottsdale Airport. There's Arcadia Door at 68th Street and Thomas, the old Ponderosa Lumber Store. Go to a door specialty shop like one of those, and they'll be able to set you up with the astragal. Those double French doors are really one of the hardest, because once you get them sealed up, they move. You know, and then you need to reseal them again and again and again. But there are new seals. There are new technologies for handling that. I will tell you, it's one of the reasons we very seldom install double wood French doors anymore. They're just too tough to keep sealed up. We are generally using a composite French door now that's more dimensionally stable.